You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. You are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast. It is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, and we are less than 1 week away from the start of the 2021 regular season. Your New England Patriots hosting the Miami Dolphins Sunday, September 12th, 4:25 p.m. from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And starting today, we'll break it all down for you here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis, infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Locked On Patriots is presented today by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com today and tell them Locked On sent you. Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the work week, Patriots fans, and thank you for kicking off your week in style here on Locked On. My name is Mike DeBate, your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which, of course, is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And, folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed, very much appreciated. So share that feedback. Send it to the internet by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there doing some Tuesday traveling through the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, as I said to open the show, we are less than 1 week away from the start of the 2021 regular season for your New England Patriots. The Pats get set to host Brian Flores and the Miami Dolphins, and there's no question about it any longer, folks. Mac Jones gets the ball at quarterback, and he will lead the Patriots offense against a Dolphins defense that was ranked 6th in the league in total defense in 2020. On the flip side, leading the Dolphins offense is second-year quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He'll be going up against a revamped Patriots defense with a new formidable front seven, an exciting and explosive linebacking core, and a stout secondary. Yes, sir, Sunday is going to be a great matchup in Foxborough, and here today to help get all of us here in Patriots Nation primed to squish the fish is our great and powerful source of green wisdom and counsel. That's right, folks. The calendar might say Tuesday, but here on Locked On Patriots, it is hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. The Green Man returns. My main man, the Count of Murphy Fisto himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy, is back for his weekly appearance here on Locked On Patriots. And we'll be talking about the Pats' decision to go with Mac Jones over Cam Newton, why it was the right decision for the Patriots, even this early on in the 2021 season. We'll also flip it over and start to talk about the Pats and Dolphins and what the Patriots need to do on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball to walk away with a victory this coming Sunday. Folks, an action-packed agenda, always lots to talk about when my man Murph comes by to share the microphone. And in just a moment, the Green King of Sting himself will join me here on the Locked On Patriots hot seat. But first, there is some unfortunate news to share with you all today. Because for the second time in a 7-day span, the New England Patriots are mourning the loss of a valued member of the team's family. On Friday, Patriots fans everywhere were deeply saddened by the tragic loss of former Pats wide receiver David Patton, who had been killed in a motorcycle crash at the age of 47. On Tuesday, Patriots Nation again had a heavy heart after finding out that Pats Hall of Fame running back Sam Cunningham had passed away at the age of 71. All of us Patriots fans will always affectionately remember Sam as Sam Bam Cunningham. He's the franchise's all-time leading rusher and was also inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame in 2010 and was also a member of the Patriots' 50th anniversary team. And Patriots fandom will predominantly remember him for his accomplishments in New England, but Cunningham also had a prolific collegiate career at the University of Southern California. At USC, he earned consensus All-America honors and helped the Trojans win a national championship in 1972. But one of the things that people will remember most about his collegiate career is his dominant performance in USC's 42-21 win against an all-white Alabama team in 1970. This game was said to have been the catalyst for Southern schools to integrate. Essentially, it forced them to realize that segregated programs would simply be unable to compete with the more complete integrated teams. really was a seminal event when it comes to sports integration. In fact, Jerry Claiborne, who was a former Alabama assistant coach under Bear Bryant, once said that, quote, "Sam Cunningham did more to integrate Alabama in 60 minutes than Martin Luther King did in 20 years. Cunningham went on to be drafted 11th overall by the Patriots in 1973, and in his 9 seasons in New England, he appeared in 107 games and was selected to the Pro Bowl in 1978. Cunningham was also an integral part of the 1978 Patriots, who set an NFL record for rushing yards as a team with 3,165. Impressive. That record stood for more than 40 years and wasn't broken until the 2019 Baltimore Ravens did it. Cunningham finished his career with 5,453 rushing yards, 210 receptions for 1,905 yards, and 49 touchdowns. But for the amazing impact that he made on the field, Cunningham was equally as impressive off the field. He was beloved by his teammates and did a lot of work in the community. His legacy and his contributions will be celebrated for many years to come. On behalf of myself and of Locked On Patriots, wish the Cunningham family our sincerest condolences as we continue to remember the life and legacy of Sam Bam Cunningham, dead at the age of 71. Locked On listeners, it is that time of year again. All eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL Survivor Contest, open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. Locked On listeners, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all of the great offers available for the 2021 season. Don't forget that when you sign up for the first time, use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Locked On listeners, does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another device that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Patriots fans, we are about to embark on week one of the 2021 regular season. The NFL is back, and this coming Sunday, your New England Patriots play host to the Miami Dolphins, 4:25 p.m. at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The New England Patriots will be starting a new era, not just a new season, as Mac Jones has officially been named the starter for your New England Patriots. And here today on Locked On, we are bringing in our green wisdom and counsel guru, the only man who can help us properly get ready for the Dolphins, but also provide his insight on the choice of Mac Jones over Cam Newton, because this guy is here and he is ready to roll. Your favorite and mine, my benefactor in this business, the only guest on this pod with his very own branded hashtag, the Count of Murphy Fisto himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy, is back for his weekly appearance here on Locked On Patriots. Thank you for coming to me in friendship. Thank you for joining me today, Don Murph.
Always my pleasure, Michael. Always my pleasure, especially on Squish the Fish Week. Absolutely. We could not kick off Squish the Fish Week here on Locked On Patriots without talking to the man that almost coined the phrase in a lot of ways. And, buddy, we're finally here. We are in the prep week of an NFL regular season game, and it feels great to have football back. It feels great that the NFL is about to grace our television sets every Sunday. You and I are in the trenches covering this, and we're ready to get going. And the last time we spoke here on Locked On Patriots, it was not official yet that Mac Jones would be named the starter, that Cam Newton had been jettisoned. Cam was still very much a member of this team last Monday. Mac was still considered probably a long shot, a dark horse to make the starting job, but there was still a chance. Well, here we are a week later, and the dust has settled. Mac Jones is your starter right off the bat, and obviously Cam Newton is no longer a New England Patriot. Take us a little bit through, Bud. What was your reaction when you first heard the news, and what does this mean for the New England Patriots now as they get set to prepare for the season? Not so much with Miami. We're going to get to Miami in a little bit, but what the overarching thoughts are on this, what this means for the Patriots in the upcoming season?
Well, it means that the new era starts now, that Bill decided he was not going – he's seen enough – of Mac and what he could do throughout camp and throughout the three preseason games, that this was the direction that he wanted to go, and there was no sense in holding off on that. He was definitely the better quarterback in camp. He proved it time and again, and quite frankly, he fits the style that Josh McDaniels wants to run in a way that Cam Newton never could and never will be able to.
Very well said. Very well said. And I've said several times here on Locked On Patriots, all the talk that surrounded Cam and the Patriots changing the offense to meet Cam. Murph, you've said this right from the get-go, even to my opposition sometimes, that Patriots never really did that. They never changed the offense.
They didn't.
For Cam incorporated. I mean, they gave him the opportunity to maybe seek the chance to incorporate a few more RPO, run a little bit. Maybe incorporate the zone reads a little bit more into the offense and give him a chance to be exciting with the ball in his hands and extend plays with his legs. But essentially, Cam was still running the same type of system that the Patriots
Right.
have run up here under Josh for quite some time. Quick timing, throws that are predicated on those vertical routes, getting the ball out on time, accurately, and quickly, and delivering it where only the receiver can get it. And that's what Mac does so well. We saw him do it at Alabama, and I think now we're going to continue to see that here in New England. So bottom okay. line, I think this is going to be a good opportunity for the Patriots to show what they can do with this type of offense once again. And I think it opens up so much for so many people. James White, I think, will be able to maybe get the ball out of the backfield a little bit more than he had the
a wheel route. Give me a wheel route.
Exactly. James White on the wheel routes. We'd love to see it. That 12-man personnel opening up play action. I think that'll be a very, very good asset for Mac Jones as well. I think Cam could have done a pretty good job running that as well, but Mac is just obviously a better fit long term. And the Patriots,
right.
I think, made the decision at this point not to prolong the inevitable. Maybe in a perfect world, they would have liked to see Cam Newton get the opportunity to lead this team simply because he has the experience on his side, the NFL savvy. But that 5-day cadence period where Mac had the snaps with the first team and getting a chance to play against NFL starting defenses, Patriots obviously saw enough in that time to let them know that their time had arrived. And I think it was probably a progression all throughout training camp. You talk to a lot of these players, nobody seems surprised. And I think that should tell you something right there.
Cam opened a door there, and Mac kicked it in. Bill puts a lot of credence into what happens during these joint workouts, and the kid just shone throughout the entire process, both against the Giants and a lot of the time that he was in there during the Redskins, during the Washington football team's joint practices.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, you look at what these teams are able to do and how they're able to disguise fronts. And we'll get into that a little bit when we talk about Miami, but they're going to try to confuse a young quarterback like Mac Jones. And that's really, I think, what everyone is a little worried about right now. Not so much whether Mac was the right choice, even in the immediate future. It's how he's going to get through the growing pains of being a starting level NFL quarterback. And he gets essentially a trial by fire this Sunday against Miami. Before we specifically talk about Miami, Bud, you look at Mac, you look at what he brings to the table, his skill set, his preparedness, his readiness. How confident are you in Mac Jones's ability to lead this team and gain the respect of his teammates right off the bat, even in the case of, you know, maybe a couple of tough games coming up in the first quarter of the season?
I'm supremely confident. He's shown nothing but fantastic leadership skills. Respect most is a work ethic, and a work ethic is something that this kid has. He's in the film rooms constantly. He's trying to absorb as much as he can. He's been described as a sponge, just wanting more and more. And quite frankly, the kid's football IQ is off the charts, and his teammates see that. They love it, and they want to play for him.
Absolutely, they truly do. And you've heard that consistently. I've heard guys like James White and guys like David Andrews, team captains, that have been in the same quarterback room as Tom Brady. They've been in the same quarterback room as Cam Newton. They have that confidence in him. You heard Kendrick Bourne earlier this week say that he can't believe how quickly Mac has developed and that he's going to develop and really raise a lot of eyebrows of people that may not be ready for what this kid can do. Future looks bright in New England, but there are going to be moments, folks, and I hate to keep going on and on about this, but there will be moments where he does look like a rookie, and you have to be prepared for that. So before he throws either one bad pass or an interception or things of that nature, keep that in mind before we start calling for his head. But in that case, I also think that the Patriots, unfortunately, had no choice but to make the move they made with Cam. I get that question an awful lot. Did they cut him too quickly? Did they give up on Cam and not allow him to be a backup? Why not just keep him as a backup here? First of all, there are a couple of reasons. I think Cam Newton, at 32 years of age, still feels he has the ability to go out and contribute as a quarterback that sees the field more than just an occasional backup. Whether or not that's true, that's really, I think, a matter of or discussion maybe for another day. But Cam feels that way. And from what I saw in him in training camp, I would say he's probably right. He looked more comfortable in the Patriots offense this year. His shoulder looked stronger. His footwork looked better. I was very comfortable and very confident going into the season with Cam starting out because I saw improvements, but Mac essentially won the job because his fit was that much better. The other reason is you also don't want a quarterback of the ilk of Cam Newton looking over the shoulder of someone like Mac Jones. Every time Mac has a bad play, you're going to hear the fan base say, all right, well, it's time to go to Cam. They went to him too quickly. That can really derail the confidence. This is his team, and Bill Belichick has made sure that there's no doubt that this is Mac Jones's team. Brian Hoyer is a nice little backup. You know, I know they brought in Garrett Gilbert, and maybe they might bring in someone else, and Jarrett Stidham, obviously, when he comes off a pup. But there's no denying this. This team belongs to Mac Jones now, and if you're going to make that move, you're going to have to go all in, and that's exactly what the New England Patriots did. But always a lot to talk about here in New England. But as exciting as quarterback talk is, that's only part of the story this week, folks. And don't worry, we're not done with my good friend, the Green King of Sting, just yet, because we're about to turn our sharp eyes toward the Miami Dolphins in this Sunday's game, 4:25 p.m. at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. What does Murph think of those Fins that are coming in here to open the season? Find out when the Locked On Patriots podcast continues.
Locked On listeners, football season is back. Let's make the most of it with a better way to create your custom pool at runyourpool.com, the premier sports pool hosting service. Run Your Pool makes it ridiculously easy to run a football pool with friends, family, or office mates. They offer dozens of formats, including Survivor, Pick'em, Squares, Margin, Confidence Pools, 33, and more. Run Your Pool hosts formats for NFL and college football with one-week games, full season, playoffs, or the Super Bowl. Unlike other fantasy sports platforms, Run Your Pool has options and settings to make it your own. You can even brand your pool for your local business, bar, or restaurant. Reconnect with friends and join nearly 2 million football fans to make every game action-packed this season. Check them out today and get $10 off at runyourpool.com/lockedon or use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Anywhere, everywhere in the world, Run Your Pool helps friends and colleagues compete. The NFL season starts September 9th, so start today at runyourpool.com/lockedon and have your pool up and running in minutes. runyourpool.com/lockedon. Game on! Locked On listeners, when it comes to repairing or maintaining your vehicle, why would you spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? It's still possible to take pride in your ride and even save a little in the process. Visit my good friends at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, and they're delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and then choose the brands, the specifications, and here's the best part, folks, the prices you prefer. RockAuto.com's prices are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers just like you and me. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure to put Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Folks, Thomas Murphy joins me here today for his weekly appearance on Locked On Patriots, hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. And, Bud, we talked a lot about the quarterback position in the previous segment, and I think we're going to segue now into what really should be the topic of discussion now that all of the dust has settled on the quarterback competition, and that is the Week 1 opener against the Miami Dolphins this Sunday. A little bit early to start making prognostications, a little bit early to start really delving into the X's and the O's of what the Dolphins bring to the table as opposed to what the Patriots can do and matchups that everybody's been waiting to see. But when you look at the offensive side of the ball, because we're gonna finish things up with the defense, because I love me some defensive talk, but right. We're talking offense. We'll continue on that for just a little bit. When you look at the offensive side of the ball, putting the quarterback position aside for just a moment, what are you looking for with the New England Patriots this Sunday that's going to allow you to be able to formulate an idea of what this offense might look like? What should the Patriots be doing on the field Sunday?
Well, on the field Sunday, it's everything old is new again. We're going to see some good old-fashioned late 70s, early 80s football. The Pats are going to establish the run with this fantastic running back group that they have. I like to call them the Hydra. Damian Harris and J.J. Taylor. My good friend Ramondre Stevenson will be jumping in there. To get this offense going and in the direction that it wants to do, they're going to have to establish the run and then run play action off that and expose the Dolphins' weakness, which I think is the second level. And that's when Mac is going to be able to start pulling that trigger, start moving the chains in that way. But it all starts with the running game and what they're able to do with this running back group and, of course, the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. And I absolutely agree that they need to get the running game going. Look, bottom line, this is a Miami Dolphins team that was middle of the pack in terms of defending the run last year. They may have finished sixth overall in total defense, but they had some vulnerability in the running game. So if I'm the Patriots, I'm utilizing Damian Harris, like you said. I'm utilizing James White on third down because Miami was excellent at being able to stifle third down conversions last year. They were the best in the league. They had the top percentage. try to see if you can exploit that. And if James White can start getting third down conversions against this Miami defense, you may be able to put them on their heels early. I agree. That second level is where Matt can really go to work. That's where you're going to get a chance to see Kendrick Bourne, and you're going to get a chance to see the two tight end sets. Maybe even Nelson Aguilar in short yardage getting yards after the catch. That could really be something that I think is interesting. And bottom line, I love your suggestion about Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's going to look fantastic. on Sunday. We hope so. And Ramondre is definitely a guy that I've been watching. We've all been watching. Let's hope he can turn and parlay a very solid training camp into a pretty good regular season. Even as a rookie, I don't think redshirt is in this guy's future unless he starts to falter.
No.
I think the Patriots see a lot in him, and I think they'd be wise to utilize it right off
the bat. They really are. And once they establish the run, once they start getting into play action, you watch Jacoby Myers, you watch Kendrick Bourne start to move the chains. As we said, hitting James White out of the backfield is going to be something that is going to be quite refreshing to those of us that had to watch him struggle through last season with a quarterback that, you know, wasn't really built for this type of offense when he was at his best, when he was as healthy as he once was. And he just is not that kind of he's not the reliable situation that the Patriots needed to run this offense in the way that it is.
Yeah.
Hated to backtrack there, but
no, it's not. You're not backtracking. I think you're absolutely right on that. And I'm glad you mentioned Jacoby Myers, because this is also such a great opportunity for him to show his skill set and shine. Jacoby, not necessarily the yards after the catch machine, but he really showed that he can do it a little bit in the preseason. And I was so impressed by what I saw from Jacoby. So hopefully Patriots offense will be clicking on all cylinders. It really rests on the shoulders of Mac Jones, but he'll get a lot of help from a lot of savvy veterans and players that know. Last but certainly not least, my friend, we can't talk about this game without talking a little defense, talking a little preventive side of the ball when it comes to the New England Patriots. And obviously, the Miami Dolphins are going to come in and try to test this new look Patriots defense. But at the same time, New England may be catching Miami at the right time. We heard over the weekend that obviously Austin Jackson has been placed on COVID, the COVID reserve list. Adam Shaheen is out he's been confirmed as being out for Sunday because of the cadence period and his vaccination status. So the Patriots may find a little bit of vulnerability in the Dolphins' offensive line, and this may be the perfect opportunity for that front seven, particularly the linebackers and edge rushers, to try to get after Tua Tagovailoa. As you look at this team on Sunday, is that the most prudent game plan for the New England Patriots? Try to get after the quarterback, test that O-line, or do you think they should put more of a balanced attack and maybe focus on maybe shoring up some of the weaknesses that they may have at outside corner?
All right. See, getting after the quarterback is going to be extremely prudent in this contest. What we're going to do is we're going to try to make get rid of the ball much quicker than he wants to or that he's used to. The back end of this Patriots defense is probably right now the weakest link, considering Stephon Gilmore is out and everybody else has to step up. The way you help out a back end in this condition is to get to the quarterback. Now, what I'm trying to say is, not an all-out blitz on every single snap of the ball. That's not what the Patriots, they're going to mix this look up. He's not going to know where it's coming from. Once it's going to be up the middle, twice it's going to be coming from the outside. The important thing is to contain him and then crush that pocket, and hopefully he's at the bottom of it when it's all said and done. Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I agree with you. And folks, a little spoiler alert, I will be a guest of this great man along with two other great people, Steve Balistrieri and, of course, Claire Clazzy, Claire Cooper, on One Patriots Place this week. And we talked about the prowess of one Christian Barmore, folks. And I believe, as Murph does, that Barmore is going to be an intricate part of what the Patriots try to do this weekend, especially with the familiarity there with Tua and the Alabama connection, but most of all because because he's so well suited for that end of game or that second half of the game type defensive push, either getting right after the quarterback or helping to stifle the run. The Patriots front seven is going to be on full display this weekend, and I think we're really going to get a chance to see how good this team can be and how good this defense can be. I've seen them first and foremost, firsthand, at training camp and all throughout preseason. They really had the opportunity to do something very special. And Murph, we'll continue to talk about that for the next few days, weeks here on Locked On Patriots. And next week when you join us, it'll be to recap week one of the 2021 NFL season. In the meantime, folks, if you are not following this man already, please, I implore you to do just that, and you certainly won't be disappointed. Every time this man puts pen to paper or voice to microphone, it's point, click, enrichment, learn material, and repeat it, because you're going to continue to be better sports fans and better football fans. Everything that he does on e2gsports.com, whether it be football, baseball, whatever it happens to be, it's all top-notch material. So please follow the Count of Murphy Fisto himself on Twitter at TMurph207. All of the content is definitely highly recommended. And of course, never miss an episode of One Patriots Place with Murph, our great mutual friend, Steve Balestrieri, and the Countess of Klaz herself, Claire Klazzy Claire Cooper. And especially, folks, don't miss this week's episode. Buddy, what can I say? Thank you so much. Honored and humbled, as always, by your presence.
No, but always my pleasure. Yeah, the Monster Keys will be out on Friday. Do not miss them, people, only at E2G Sports. And thank you so much for taking the time out to be on One Patriots Place this week, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor, as always. I feel like I'm coming home every time I join you guys on the microphone, and I know you feel the same way here. In the meantime, buddy, please stay safe and well, and we look forward to breaking down all of Sunday's action with you next Monday right here on Locked On Patriots.
I'll be here.
And so, Patriots fans, one down, but still plenty of coverage to get you ready for Sunday's game against the Miami Dolphins. And don't forget that the NFL season is about to begin, and nobody covers it like the Locked On Podcast Network. From August 30th through September 8th, Locked On's Ultimate Season Preview is taking you through every team and every division with the help of Odyssey's Ross Tucker and Jason LaConfora. Follow the Ultimate Season Preview 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And here on Locked On Patriots, we'll continue to get you ready for Pat's Dolphins this coming Sunday. So to ensure that you do not miss a single second of the action, download, subscribe to, and follow the Locked On Patriots podcast on platforms such as Spotify, the Odyssey app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you are staying locked in to Locked On Patriots. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my good friend Thomas Murphy for his time, his insight, and his appearance on today's pod. But most of all, I thank you so much for listening and for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until tomorrow, Foxborough faithful, stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.